Chaos in Port-au-Prince. Haiti is a country without a functioning government, its economy has collapsed, and protesters are demanding Prime Minister Ariel Henry step down.
We Haitian people will demonstrate with our plates and spoons and blankets and pillows in front of Ariel Henry's house to ask him to resign because hunger and insecurity are killing us all.
During the demonstrations, a man was shot and killed. Witnesses say the attacker fled in a car. Gang violence has surged since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse last year. His successor enjoys support from the international community, but has been criticised for saying he has no plans to step down until elections are held.
We live in a society where people can't afford to eat and drink. If conditions for the most vulnerable people here don't improve, we will stay on the streets. We have a different vision for the country, one where young people can thrive.
Haiti is still struggling to recover from a magnitude 7.2 earthquake that destroyed the southern tip of the peninsula a year ago. Crippling economic conditions are likely to worsen as the political crisis drags on.
There's gas shortages, there's severe criminality with kidnappings and gang violence, massacres over the last few weeks. And therefore, the government so far has been rather weak in its responses and hasn't been able to address these realities that are affecting daily lives for Haitians.
Critics of the Prime Minister have vowed to continue to protest until they get the change they say Haiti needs. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.